You're listening to SBS News.
Matthew Snape's career has been dedicated to the creation of life-saving vaccines. The COVID-19 jab has been a defining project. The Australian professor is an investigator on clinical studies which have shown the Oxford vaccine works, but he's well aware some people still need convincing. A recent study found more than a quarter of unvaccinated Australians over 70 were waiting for a different jab to what they're currently being offered, which in most cases is AstraZeneca.
The best vaccine you can get is the one that is available and is being given to you at that time. It's certainly not worth waiting for another vaccine.
Encouraging Brits to get their Oxford jab was easy. Infection rates and COVID deaths were soaring when the vaccination campaign began. Professor Snape says he's pleased to see Australia's quickly catching up after a rocky start, in which public confidence in the AstraZeneca vaccine was undermined by statements from some politicians and public health officials.
Mixed messaging, clearly that's confusing. People want a consistent message, and I can see that one of the impacts of the federal system in Australia is that states are saying one thing, federal governments are saying another, one state is saying one thing, the next state is saying something else. Clearly that's going to be confusing. I think one of the reasons for the success of the UK immunisation program is there has been very consistent messaging throughout.
Meryn Voicey is the lead statistician. It's her job to collate and verify the data on vaccine safety and efficacy. The Oxford team knows there will be some anti-vaxxers they'll never win over, but they will keep challenging misinformation, including the claim development of the vaccine was rushed.
That's one thing when my friends ask me about the process, how do we do it so quickly, or, you know, was it rushed? I can say categorically, no, I was the one doing it. If there was any corners cut, I would know about it. It wouldn't be possible to get that past me.
Persistent myths around the vaccine and fertility are easily disproven, according to Professor Snape.
We've had many hundreds of people becoming pregnant after receiving the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine, and that's even when they were told that they shouldn't become pregnant during the study, that, you know, with lockdown and everything else, many people became pregnant. There is no impact on fertility.
The Oxford Vaccine Group's work on COVID is far from over, with studies ongoing into the long-term efficacy of the vaccine and the mixing and matching of different jabs. Professor Snape says the early results have been promising.
If you take repeated doses of the AZ vaccine, you do get a good response if you're up to your third dose, but actually switching things around does give you a better antibody response and a T-cell response.
Alice Webb from Western Sydney is one of the newest members of the Oxford team. She only moved to England a year ago and was hired as a research assistant working with lab samples.
It was, intense kind of starting of a job, bit of a baptism by fire. Sort of, you know, you had to really hit the ground running. I mean, when I was coming over here, this wasn't at all what I was expecting I'd be involved in, so... Yeah, I occasionally sit and I'm like, oh my goodness, that's quite something.
After a hectic year, only now is the Oxford team getting a chance to appreciate what has been accomplished. Meryn Voicey explains.
When my mum and dad sent me a photo of them getting vaccinated with the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine in Australia, I felt wonderful that they were able to, within a year of starting, they were able to get that vaccine in Australia through the work that we'd been doing here. You know, that was a big moment.
Matthew Snape says he's proud of his colleagues.
It's great to have been involved in something important. You know, that's what we all want, one level, isn't it? To make a difference. And I think we can certainly say we've done that.
Australia's contribution to a British project, which is saving lives around the world. In Oxford, Ben Lewis, SBS News.